can be done either as a breakfast or as a, I think, 10 o'clock cabinet. Have Rogers go to the press room afterwards for briefing. Okay, I think that's better than doing that for this weekend, trying to do a breakfast in there. It's going to be, yeah. I don't want any extra except for dinner. Brands too, you know, I think, yeah, that's not, not breakfast.
I had a little title, I didn't, Pete wanted me to come in there on this, do this to your thing, but I filed that on, so it's important. But, I just don't think Bob and I ought to pop in those damn things. I don't think they're, it's one of those things that should spend a lot of time shaking hands on. So maybe 10 minutes, that's all very short. But, if I can't raise, I want you to know that I just generally will not do that sort of thing.
It's one of those things like some of the others where it's, the feature is they're coming to the White House and getting the information, spending the time that
they don't have to do this right at the time.
That's right.
We can do it in a third.
Dan, he's really working at those meetings. He does a hell of a job of hammering away. It goes, a couple of weeks with a little group. SC next week on NBFR. Which we will not say more than unless you don't want to have one. Bunkers back for consultations, and Henry suggests it's a good time for you to meeting in the political situation in Paris and so on. Okay. Then the best time for the chowder marching dinner, if we're going to try and do it before summer kind of falls apart, would be June 28th, about a Monday evening. Then we get to the question. There are 41 members.
41.
Of whom 19 are now in Congress. So you could have only the sitting members. There are 12 former members that live in the district in the Washington area. That makes 31, and then there are 10 former members outside of
the D.C.
area. Well, that'd be 41. Then there's 36 member wives, which would make 77. And there's the two widows, Lipscomb and Norblad, that they suggest if you're having a wife, you ought to have. It'd be a very good touch. That makes 79. Then, to bring the guests, what you could do is invite each sitting member to bring the guests, but not the non-sitting members, which would be a way of making a break, and that would get 38 additional people.
Good.
Fine. And we'll get you right up, that'd be 117 total.
Right.
Good. Some would come.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Now, you got one problem that maybe isn't a problem. Goodell is one former member living in Washington.
Social events. That's what they want to do, don't they always try to?
Yeah.
All right. You find it.
And he probably comes.
Over to
you. So that thing that we set up once and then canceled a while back of you doing a telephone conversation with Mobutu on the new satellite.
No.
I'm
not interested in that.
Done on television.
That's the kind of thing I don't want to do.
For us. State, you may get some pressure from state on it, I think.
Are they agreed to it?
No. Yeah. CIA is from the inaugurate the Earth satellite on June 29th.
That kind of stuff might come over there, right? Okay. Better let the Rogers go.
Okay. I suggested that you might want to consider, as a political problem, you still might want to do it, a reception or something like that for the early bird congressional supporters, which would be, what he has in mind is both the Munn Ahrens group and the 44 who signed the January letter supporting your candidacy. That would be purely political. in one sense, but it would be, Bill, this is a meeting of old friends if you wanted to do it.
Just don't tell them.
In 69, we had the Mud Aaron's group, but we never had the 44 letter signers. And the thought, Clark saw, is you just might want to kind of renew the bond with that,
yeah,
with that group. The question whether we, whether you want to do it now or wait till fall.
And, fall. Jump up. Or, I don't know. What do you think? Maybe it's a good time to do it now.
I think he thinks doing it now is probably better.
All right, do it. That's the kind of thing.
Practically all, of course, you're hardcore guys. You're with us.
It's not a bad idea to do it. Just hang it out.
They also, you've got the non-members.
Which are without wives.
His thought is without.
Yeah, okay.
And he's recommending that you have only the city members because you've got some problems with Jim Gardner and Jim Smith and Al Watson and so on. Sure.
I agree. Broke his neck, didn't he? 68. Could have been the governor of that damn state.
Yep.
Played the wrong horse, didn't he? Remember how lousy he was. And so was Goodell.
That's right. Same kind of thing.
Them all, it was one of those two.
Bob Hope's following up on that damn Eisenhower Hospital again.
What do you want me to do?
He wants you to dedicate it in November.
Well, it'll be ready in or not finished.
The dedication is going to be the 24th, 26th, 27th, or 28th, which is Thanksgiving weekend.
Nice way to go to California. He's a lot of trips. Okay. Agreed with it.
We're still set up on Midway to provide the television opportunity, and it now becomes much easier to do because they have to move the gear out to the Pacific for the splashdown of the Apollo thing anyway, so it's not nearly the big task it is, but that'll require alerting the networks, which we can do without anybody knowing it, on June 24th. Our plan is not to make the public announcement until the 29th.
All right.
But they have to start moving equipment, so there'd be some people that would know it. But they wouldn't know where they were going or what they were doing.
All right. President Paul, you're doing the darn thing. I'm just doing this stuff. I don't know if you know. Probably if you're smart in the next days. Zaber suggested that the appropriate term is very nice if they were going to take it by Polly. With you and Fina, and Holly would take it right out here in the colonies. Perhaps you might be able to do this before you go to the colonies. I'm not sure they hear it. I have no windows.
Target, he can bring me, he can bring over. I'll have the lunch over here today.
The lunch you are, it's kind of close across the street. And would it be convenient for you to
sure do this? Make it 1:30.
At 1:30?
Yeah, so it takes Manila at that time to get the lunch over and then have them take the picture about in 10 minutes.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Now, you said you didn't want Buchanan's political memos now. I've got one.
I wanted to go to Mitchell. I think that's,
okay.
That's what I thought, at least for a few
days. No, I think
otherwise. I think I should, but I haven't read
it. It's only a question of your
own. I have the uneasy feeling that if I get into this day after day after day, what I mean is...
Well, he writes good stuff, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Brilliant stuff.
Even think about it. He's got his analysis of Teddy, you know, and he spurts these out as he goes along.
All right.
And it's very helpful, but
the question is, if there's something that you think I should do, see and do something about it. But let me say this, since I don't plan to make any press conference statements about it, since I don't plan to talk to any of our own people about it,
right,
unless it's going to affect a decision,
right,
I don't think I can get it. Let us suppose, for example, let us suppose that I had gotten, I did it to Gino, when he wrote that long thing about Muskie. You know, and Pat, understandably, everybody else was, but he went with everybody and said, Muskie is a great danger, you've got to do that. Remember that long, long memorandum about, suppose I'd have gotten all stirred up about it, so we went to the Muskie. But a mistake.
You shouldn't have, but we did some of the things that he suggested doing, and they worked pretty well.
Yeah.
as he points out. I mean, we hit the must-see thing. He's making the point that we do some of the same kind of
Teddy.
You know, Teddy, he says, like, follow up.
Oh,
our quiet, constant repetition of private and public comments, like, sure, Muskie's strong, but this indecisive thing is killing him.
Yeah.
You know, has hurt Muskie's chances. He hasn't been able to shake the indecisive charge, and he hasn't been able to shake the bad temper charge.
Mm.
And
so, what would he do with Teddy?
Oh, he wants to hang him on the left.
The left, right.
Make sure, keep pushing him left, keep...
It's good.
Keep her trade is too reckless, too immature, too irresponsible. And his far left foreign policy position should be portrayed as shocking, alarming, frightening, dangerous to peace, inviting war in Europe. Not by us, but, you know, getting other people. But,
good.
Now we've got, see, Hubert whacked him, you know.
Whacked who?
Teddy.
For what?
Teddy hit you on something, and Dole just blasted him that this is a terrible...
Saul or something?
Yeah, it was... No, it wasn't Saul. It was...
China. Saul.
Oh, no, he was on the left. It was on Vietnam. It was... It must have been... Whoever it was, Dole hit him back hard. And Hubert got up on the floor and said, as titular leader of the party, inserted his mantle and...
He did.
And hit Kennedy. Following Dole's thing. And Colonel Dole, I was talking to Dole this morning, he said Teddy called him, called to him as he was leaving the floor and said, what the hell are you doing? Hitting on this. Dole said, you don't think I'm going to sit and let you get away with it, do you? And Teddy said, well, you're not going to take a senator on the floor. He said, I sure am when you talk like that. Yes, sir. Humphrey was what created. Sir Dole taking him on didn't make such a big
fuss. Dole.
That Dole stimulated Hubert.
Well, I really want the Teddy Kennedy thing hit hard. Now, I've already said that thing. But I would rather, I'll tell you what, I feel it's very important in my own attitude, Bob, that I not be around, you know, worrying about the kind of stuff that everybody on the staff wants to worry me about.
Right.
You know, Sapphire writing me a memorandum. I'll get another one from Ray on mood, tone, and Garner will say, you know, we've got to do this or that, and that's what this is all about. See what I mean?
Yep.
Now, I don't see that, unless there is something, you just look at it with and see if there's something we should do differently that we're not doing, I'll do it.
This
but,
doesn't...
But my general feeling is that I should not get involved in this.
I agree.
I should really...
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure. That
now gives me the guidance. Be just in to, you've got a political group. Feed it in,
right?
And feed it in tough and hard. Buchanan's analysis is brilliant. See it in Sears together.
He comes up with a damn good conclusion, which is the main objective, keep Kennedy on the far left of the party to prevent his inroads to the center. So if he is the nominee, we have a clear shot at the conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
And make him be nominated by the left wing of the party so that LBJ of the South and the conservative Democrats will feel they've been run over by the unrepresented radical.
Yeah. It'd be hard if you put a
solid scoop on there. Or
yeah.
Scoop Teddy on the top.
I just don't know that the goddamn country is, can't see that one. Look, if they remember Rockefeller's divorce, how the hell are they going to forget this?
I guess it's a pretty rough treatment.
Stories.
But then they...
Let's not get me into them. And it's like, for example, my attitude on the news summaries. I don't read word for word every day.
No.
I read quite often. I read none. You know, I try to miss the top and I get this part. I get the views of what's going on. But there's nothing that is more, would be more detrimental to it. My whole attitude and to read this enormous regurgitating all the crap that I know they're going to say, you know? And that's another reason why I try to keep out of the summary all the personal stuff. What the hell do I care whether they're nagging about this or that or the other thing? Unless there's something for me to do about
it. Yeah.
That's your job. You're to look at that if there's something for me to do about something. The press is hitting me. We're doing it wrong. And we do it. But I think it's best to have some peace of mind. That attitude is what economic power could be used, and that I'd use it. You know, that's the reason, that's what they ought to have taken away from here. And I think they did.
That tells the speech. It's fascinating, because what you did cut almost exactly half of it.
Yeah.
You ended up with a text that ran almost on the nose 15 minutes, and you added about 4 minutes
of ad lib.
Of ad lib.
Fine.
It ran 19 minutes total.
About as long as it could be.
And what you added was that the anecdote about the North Dakota couple and
the start of the
good about America at the end.
And the start of the beginning, I had to spend a minute.
Yeah, and the little, the North Natural.
Yeah. And the start about it, it's good about it.
Vocal appreciation type of stuff.
But would you not agree, though, that really is the problem that God is in? It just may be that you got to get somebody else in Christ to take a whack at these things. He will not get it down. Joseph will not do it. I went through this around the track with him time and time again.
Well, you go through what you edited, it was easy. It wasn't very hard editing. And it shouldn't have been for him because you took out all stuff that obviously didn't fit.
Well, it did, Bob, but it just went on and on and on. It was dragging in what the Department of Agriculture is.
What does this mean in the Army?
It's like a mini State of the Union, you know? You put in what agriculture has done, what we're doing in the field.
Start pitching revenue sharing.
And then revenue sharing, what we have here. Why is
reorganization?
Reorganization. See, I know how that's done. The speechwriter calls over various people and said, put this in, put this in. So he patches it together.
Yeah.
It's not the way to do it. Well,
it was.
They do a hell of a job.
What he had written.
He still has a lot of offer.
At least 25, maybe 30 minutes.
If he, yeah, it was 25 minutes at least. And 30, I always have to have 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe that, maybe think one way we could get at it is my rule is that I never want to see anything that's more than 2,000 words.
Yeah, and we ought to just be rigid on that.
2,000 words, if it's more than 2,000 words.
Just go and send it in.
Get too, I don't want to be too hard on these requests for me to see people and so forth, like these people and the rest. You know, I should do some things. And I realize that I can't be, all I'm suggesting is that from now on, I think we just make a cool damn judgment on what we do. And so when you get a request for ambassadors, for foreign ministers, for all the rest. It just comes down to, is it going to help us? Is it going to help us?
Compare that. The Lombardi thing doesn't look important. It got all over the sports pages.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And it,
I didn't read the news, that part of the news.
See, you tied to Catholics, you tied to Italians, you tied to football fans, you tied to a guy that's considered a great guy by a lot of people.
It wasn't a square page, was it?
Yeah.
That's where we wanted it.
Which is where it did. Hell yeah. That's where it means something. People would say.
It also tied to New York.
And to New York. And it buttered up our biggest contributor.
Yeah. See, that was worth doing. I knew it the minute I saw it on there.
Yeah, that was unimportant.
I'm not sure that the Committee on Italian Migration was worth it.
I don't think it was.
I don't think that got much, frankly. Except
we'll get a little bit of the Italian.
Except what those people that were there, and maybe John Bowlby. But this did, see, this I knew had smacked the minute I saw it. You put your finger on it, Bob. That's the real thing, isn't it? You got to see, who are we doing this for? Are we doing it for the cabinet officer? Are we doing it for the group? Are we doing it for us, for our own image? We just got to be pretty goddamn ruthless on that.
That's why we got to watch what we do, but a lot of that, I don't think we should cut down too much on the those open hour type things, because I think those are ones where we
gain.
Well, yeah. Where you get, you play to a specific group, you don't gain national stuff on any of them. But you play to an interest group in terms of their interest, whatever it is, whether it's building a football field house or what.
Yeah. that's good.
Print that all over their union publication. You don't get the union publications very often.
No.
Except in bad.
Yep.
Things where they're mad at something we've done.
Yep. I'm trying. Shows if you don't have a completely anti-provision.
All right, we know that you've got 40%.
Maybe for us.
Well, then.
Vote for us.
Yeah. You know, if you look at the unions, you should have something on the line. Yes, we do.
Point out, there's not much in the future. Sure, point early.
John is